Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a flippin' special guest. I got that from Michelle.
That's right.
Yes. So first of all, say hello, guys. Say hello, because we're gonna play a song. But yes, we have a special guest, Rain City Mermaid. Say hello.
Hi.
And then we have co-hosts, John in the House and Michelle.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Yo, yo. All right. So we're going to get to a song while we get ready, and we can kind of breathe a little bit, and then we're going to get to the interview. So we're going to play Planet of the Sharks by Kawama right here on CJSF.
Woo, 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 woo.
we're back.
Shallow
people.
Hello. Shallow.
Yes. Okay. So, Michelle, you got some questions for the mermazing Rain City Mermaid.
Hi.
I do. Wow. Mermaids, being a mermaid, it conjures all kinds of fantastic images to the imagination. What is it like to really be a mermaid in the entertainment industry?
It means a lot of things. There's not really like one specific answer for that. It really depends on the kind of gig, but I have done everything from like corporate events to a big one is like children's birthday parties. So like birthday parties, I've done a print ad campaign for a diving watch. I worked with a local studio with that, but it's just a bunch of different things.
Wow, fantastic. And all of these different, I would say, projects that you've done, what would you say has been your most dynamic?
Well, I was hired on by a mermaid I'd known for years to do a music festival in Seattle, and we actually did have like a mermaid tank.
Oh, wow.
And we had like a whole grotto, like the music. It was in the Gorge near Seattle.
Oh, wow.
It was like this beautiful, like natural amphitheater. And the company like made us like a little grotto, and we actually had a tank. So we were actually able to do like tank swimming, which a lot of mermaids dream of doing. And I still can't believe that I've actually crossed that off of my mermaid bucket list.
Okay. So what was tank swimming like?
And
how big was this tank?
It looks big until you're actually inside it. Like, you have to keep, like, your arms in front of you at all times, or you will knock into the wall. I'm speaking from experience. It really does feel like you're in a little aquarium.
Okay.
All right, and I got a question for you. Tracy Hines, how do you know her?
Oh, my gosh. Tracy and I go way back, like back to 2009, I think, mm-hmm. where a bunch of us went to a concert who the original voice of Ariel did a concert in San Diego. And a bunch of us who were like obsessed with The Little Mermaid, like we all had like fire engine red hair at the time. And a bunch of us just met up in person at this event and like took a bunch of pictures after. And we kind of just really clicked. And I ended up like hanging out with her whenever I was in Los Angeles going to Disneyland, which is more than I'd like to admit. But yeah, we just became like fast friends, and it's been like a decade now, and we always message each other.
Yeah, and she has a song called Shell Phone Bling.
She does. Yeah. She actually does like a lot of really, really good music. She does like a lot of like Disney covers, but I really like the Shell Phone Bling parody song that she did.
Awesome, and we're gonna hear it right now.
You used to call me on my call me. You used to call me on my shell phone. Up here in the world above, used to call me on my shell phone. All I wanted was a human's love. I know when I see shell bling, you might have found me some new human thing. I know when that shell phone ring, that can mean so many things. When I was in the ocean, baby, to call me on my shell phone. Up here in the world above, used to call me on my shell phone. All I wanted was a human's love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, that was Tracy Hines with a shell phone bling. What? Okay, next up, we're going to find out what's happening around town with John in the house.
It's John in the house's entertainment file. What is on in Vancouver music scene? Down in White Rock, they have two blues jams tonight. One at the West Beach Bar and Grill, that's down at the beach, West Beach, with the host, James Shepherd. The cover is $6, and the jam's from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Also, uptown on Johnson Street at the Beer Shack is another blues jam with host Glenn Pearson. Both those musicians are local and very good. It starts at 7 p.m., no cover. Then tonight at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret, headlining is Gone Sugar Die with guests. it's hosted by the Roxy Cabaret and Magnetized Production. Magnetized Management. Doors, 8 p.m., $12 advance, $15 at the door. Also at the Roxy tomorrow, July 7th, 7:45 p.m., Danny Lovelock and the Dead Facing Down. Also, 2 days and counting. A shout out to their singer, George T. Montalbruno. And, oh yeah, that's about all for my entertainment file, but I do have a call out, call outs to the ladies working at the White Spot at Semi Ammon Mall. I had one of their barbecue hamburgers for their 95th anniversary for White Spot. And I'm kind of partial to White Spot because I worked there years ago. So go try their barbecued stuff. And also a shout out to Canadian professional singer-songwriter Bree Mine. Bree Mine has some songs out there, which we're going to play later. And then my second shout out is to Angie Faith. She has a song out on YouTube right now in the CBC Searchlight contest. All you have to do is like and comment on her her song that's out there. We're going to be playing it in a minute for both those ladies. That's it. Take it away, DJ Maddie.
Here's Angie Faith with I Am Free.
Dear old me, I wish I could tell you it gets easier. So just hold me till the smoke clears and I am free again. Closer to the edge of something beautiful. I'm letting go of pain. I'll never let them silence me again. This is me now. Here's my voice. I am free now. I made a choice. This is hello, new world. I'm stepping into the light, and I know my worth, and I ain't going down without a fight. It's pouring out of me, this ability to reach out and touch you. Like lightning in the storm, I was born to sing my voice. I am free now. closer to the edge of something beautiful. I'm letting go of pain. I'll never let them silence me again. This is me now. Here is my voice. I am free now. I made a choice. This is me now. I'm following my fate of joy. This is
was Bree Mine question mark with Deja Vu. Look her up on YouTube. And also we played Angie Faith's new song, I Am Free. It's in a contest, CBC Searchlight. And so if you go onto YouTube and find her video, I Am Free, please make a comment and like. And that's how they're determining the winner for this contest. Thank you.
And we're going to get to a break, and then we'll get to more Rain City Mermaid.
Radio Ali. Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia. We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And we're back. So, how did it all start? The interest in becoming a mermaid, the inspiration, where did it all begin?
Well, I mean, like every very young child of my age, I like watched The Little Mermaid and it was like love at first sight.
Of course.
And I instantly knew that I wanted to like be Ariel or something similar. And then what really, really, really kicked it off though was watching Splash.
Okay.
That movie like intrinsically changed me.
Right.
I wasn't a very good swimmer initially because like I just remember doing swimming lessons and being really scared to dive off of the diving board, and like my swim instructor got so fed up with me that he literally just pushed me off.
Ah!
And I did not swim.
Oh.
After that. And then I saw Splash and I was like, whatever, I'm going to teach myself how to swim, and literally taught myself how to like dolphin kick swim.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Like I duct taped. I do not try this at home. I duct taped like swim fins together and like stuck my legs into my mom's old like leather pants in like one leg and like basically did like my own little mermaid photo shoot in the bathtub, and like literally it was my mom's leather pants but just my 2 feet through the one leg with duct taped fins and then a like yarn poncho over the duct taped fins to make it look like a tail.
Okay, that is an awesome visual.
I dyed that my mom's bathtub black. She was really angry.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I didn't know, but like looking at the pictures, you can see the dye like slowly like seeping out in the bathtub, just getting darker. I didn't notice as I was taking the pictures, but I noticed when I got out. So that's how the first time me being like in a tail was a thing. But how it really started was just watching Splash and just becoming obsessed and doing the whole duct taping fins, and eventually I graduated to a fabric tail.
Okay, well that actually leads me into my next question.
Yeah.
And that is, how does one transform into a mermaid?
Well, it depends on the kind of tail you have.
Okay.
There are some tails that have zippers up the back, and a lot of those are like fabric and like sequin, like hybrids. There are some silicone tails that have zippers, but the zippers are usually pretty faulty. So usually if you see a zipper, it's like a combo tail that's like made of fabric, some silicone. But so sometimes you can get in with a zipper. But most of the time, getting into a mermaid tail, especially like the silicone ones that are more like movie quality, is probably like, I think the fastest I've ever done it is like 5 minutes, I think, is my record getting into it. But
okay,
if I want to actually go slow and like take my time, you have to like unroll it. It's kind of like sticking your legs into a really, really tight tube
and then rolling it up.
And then rolling it up.
Okay.
Usually with some sort of like lubricant. Some people use conditioner.
Okay.
Basically rolling it back up, and you're in like a, it kind of feels like you're in a sausage casing. I know that sounds
weird. No, that's a great visual.
And but she's actually brought her tail with her today.
I brought the one that is easiest to get into.
And it was crazy heavy.
That's the easy one.
That was so, yeah.
It looks crazy heavy.
Yeah.
I would say this one's maybe like 27 pounds.
27 pounds.
It's the lightest one.
A 27 pound tail.
And you are tiny. You,
yeah, how, and how do you keep that up in the water?
I have a question.
Yeah.
But you actually answered it just a minute ago. I was going to say, well, do you use a lubricant or baby powder?
Yes.
That you put
yes.
into the...
Yes, we absolutely use lubricant.
Because it's inside, it's still latex,
it's silica.
Right?
It's not latex. Latex actually degrades in water. Oh. Back in the day, before, like, people were properly making mermaid tails, some of us did use latex. Like, at one point, I did have a latex tail.
Oh. Mm.
It was made of caulking latex. Highly recommend people don't make mermaid tails out of caulking latex because it's not safe for your skin.
Oh.
The mermaid community has gone through many little, like, we basically taught all of ourselves to make these, like, effects mermaid tails. Most people who make mermaid tails, it's like... Mm. Trial and error. Mm. And during the early days, that was definitely something that was used to make mermaid tails. So nowadays, most of the time, if you see a professional looking tail, it's made of silicone and not latex. But silicone, it doesn't have a lot of give, really. So most tails that you see aren't tails. It's rare for someone to rent out their own tail because it is made to your specific measurements. Like, a lot of people ask if they can rent out mine, and you guys have seen me. I'm really short.
Mm-hmm. And you're tiny.
So I always have to tell people, I'm like, this tail is going to be too short on your model.
Yes.
So which is usually where I'm like, I can model in my tail, but a lot of people want them to, like, borrow the tail, and it unfortunately doesn't really
work
that way. Yeah. Except this is actually the one that I do occasionally rent out because it is a little longer in the torso than my usual tail.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for you. Do you like sushi?
Yes.
What do you like? What do you like to eat?
Oh my God, I sound so boring, but I really like AB. There's, like, this spicy lobster tempura roll that I really enjoy at a restaurant that I can't remember the name of right now.
Okay.
Tobiko rolls. I love fish eggs. I know that's really messed up to say doing what I do, but, like, Tobiko roll sushi is, like, one of my favorites.
Yeah. How about you, Michelle? What do you like? Do you like sushi?
I actually like sashimi.
Sashimi?
Okay. And so, like, maguro, you know, I like just, that's kind of what I like. Yeah.
You got the accent down pack, too. Well, like, yeah, you're saying
you really like your sushi, Dan.
Well, I lived in Japan, so, yeah.
Tokyo Disney Sea.
I did not. No, I lived in Kobe.
That's like my dream.
I lived in Kobe, Japan.
Oh.
So, yeah.
How about you, John? What kind of sushi do you like?
John, the house likes the California roll because it has the little prawn in it. I think that's the avocado. And also, I like to put the hot green stuff on top. And
the wasabi.
And feel my mouth go crazy because I love that. It's so good for you. It's horseradish.
Yes. All right. We're going to play The Crab Song by Red Herring, and we're going to be back with some more questions, I think, about some acting, I think, right? So, yes, we'll get to that after this.
It makes us get shouted from the world. Floor.